Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
It's good, baby. Let's let it ride one more time. Hey, welcome in here to the Monday, June 9th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Shout out to
our
boy.
What are you doing with him?
He always here, man.
I finished WrestleMania 9.
Hey, not the WrestleMania, just the documentary.
Just the documentary. After falling asleep again.
How'd it end?
Hogan won the title.
Man, who knew? Who knew, brother? Who knew, brother? Yeah. Might have been more entertaining than the game last night.
Ah, that was tough.
Game was tough.
That was tough.
It was a game without a story, man. There wasn't really much to do with that one.
We might have learned something, though.
Okay.
I mean, like Kyle said on the inside, it's about 93 minutes that out of 96 where the Thunder have just been that team.
Well.
What?
I said that last night, and I was called a hot take artist.
Oh, I didn't tune in to CBS yesterday. My fault.
I didn't call you a hot take artist. It's not what I said. I didn't call you a hot take artist. What I said is everybody is so quick to react in a series from game to game when something they predicted goes their way. Like, no one had any hot takes following game one. There was no one going, the Pacers are going to win this series. No one even said the Pacers are going to make this series. Everyone said, well, now it's probably the Thunder in five. Like, that was the prevailing thought. Anthony Slater, I thought it was five. I'm just going to push it back one and say it's six. Like, no one learned anything from that because so many people picked Oklahoma City. So now that you got the win that you wanted from Oklahoma City, it's like, oh, the series is over. Oh, we told you this is exactly what we talked about. And all I tried to do was point out this was the same conversation following game two of the Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City Thunder. Regardless of how the Nuggets won that game, the fact is Denver did go up 2-1 in that series. Everybody thought after, oh, man, Denver got that first one, OKC blew them out in the second one. Well, it's over. It was fun. No, they went out there and they fought game three. They won another one. They scratched and clawed the best they could the rest of the series, but they just didn't have enough. Like, Denver didn't have enough. Denver isn't built the same way the Indiana Pacers are. Now, you talk about learning something. There are things that we learned. Maybe the things we already knew, but the differentiator between these is very clear, and it's Shea. We can talk about these benches all we want to. Like, the Indiana bench is playing terrific. But, man, you don't have a guy to go get baskets for you. And that's never been Tyrese. Tyrese will do it in moments, in games, at times. He's not that type of basketball player. He never has been. But Shea very much is. Shea is going to get you 30, likely more, every single night. If you're a team that needs something to happen offensively, Shea's going to do it for you. Indiana does not have that. And it is killing them right now. They're trying to be this, is weird, offense by committee. That's cute. It's very cute. In these moments, though, against a defense like that, it's not going to work. People are all over Tyrese, and that's fine. Siakam has been invisible. Like, that's tough. Like, that can't, not now. You can't do that. And so, yeah, if we learn something, I don't think we learned anything about the series. I'm not going to do that. But there, if you've been watching close enough, yeah, there's things to learn. I just don't think it's that.
Yeah, when you talk about the series and the way it's going, I'm just looking at the. At what I think a series would play out. And I said last night, Indiana winning one of the first two gave themselves an opportunity to win this series,
mm-hmm.
gave them a chance. Me personally, I think they have to win the next two games at home mm-hmm. to keep that chance alive.
Mm-hmm.
If they split and they give OKC back the home court advantage,
mm-hmm.
anything can happen. But I wouldn't predict the pathway for them to win the NBA Finals.
But you wouldn't predict them winning now, though, right? You wouldn't predict them to win now.
No, I said OKC in six when it started, and that's where it's always stayed.
No reason to change. Yeah,
even after game one, that's kind of where it stayed. But I feel like they've gotten the Pacers got their one in OKC, just like Denver got their one in game one, and they weren't able to win another one. And if you want to have a chance to win, you've got to find a way to win these next two games in Indiana. I don't think it'll be OKC in five. Like, I don't see them winning both games in Indiana. I think Indiana's going to get one at home. I think Tyrese is going to play a lot better, probably in both of the games, but certainly in one of them. I think the same thing for Siakam. So I think the Pacers will win. If I had to predict, I would say they'd win one of those two games. I'd be surprised if OKC.
There's a numbers game, though, that comes into play. Like, the idea of OKC losing both in Indiana is.
It's tough.
It's almost unimaginable. Like, I don't remember the number. I think it was twice that they lost back-to-back games all year.
Yeah.
I think it was twice. That seems outrageous, mm-hmm. but I think that's accurate. And so the idea of them losing 4-7 is also outrageous. Literally didn't happen one time all year, which is why everyone is leaning so tough on Oklahoma City. It's a 68-win basketball team that kind of looked like they just put their feet up and just Mike Tyson 1988 everyone all through the playoffs.
Yeah, they've been dominant. They've been absolutely dominant. I think that The pace, because OKC, this has been talked about a little bit. I'm not the only one that feels this way. OKC looks a little vulnerable on the road. You look at all their road games in the playoffs, and they've either lost them or they've been close wins.
Mm.
And that's what I would kind of hang my hat on if I was a Pacers fan, is now we have them outside of OKC, and they might be a little bit vulnerable. SGA, he's done his thing really anywhere you put him. Put him on Mars, and he's still getting buckets. Mm-hmm. But the others, the Jalen Williams, Caruso and Hardenstein had some rough games on the road. And you think maybe you get him in that finals environment, whatever field house, whatever it's being called right now, is going to be rocking. And maybe you can kind of rattle those guys a little bit and try and get those two games. But it's a tall task, man. OKC, before we went on our way to News 10 on Thursday, I was driving and they were up by 14 and the Thunder were. And I was just thinking like, man, this – I was trying to go back in my mental Rolodex. I was like, is this one of the great defenses we've ever seen?
Thunder 4-3 on the road this postseason. Biggest win by 6 points.
Mm. They can be had.
They came against the Grizzlies in the first round.
Yeah, they can be had. But I was like, man, this is one of the best defenses I've seen in recent memory. And then they give up the lead, and Haliburton hits the shot. Then also, I wasn't here on Friday, but that's the story, right? But then we saw them get back to it in game two. I was really anxious to see what we would see from them in game two, because that was a real dangerous spot for OKC. And they responded like
they got back champions. To what? You they said got, they got back to it.
They got back to locking up on the defensive end. Kind of just manhandling the
Pacers. I think you can make the argument, though, their defense was still pretty tough at the end of game one. The Indiana hit a higher degree difficulty of shots. Mm-hmm. Their interior defense is ridiculous. Like, their defense, period, is ridiculous. Like, part of the reason Siakam is struggling the way that he is because of what Oklahoma City is doing. Mm-hmm. Everyone that Lou, if it wasn't for Tyrese, that Lou Dort block would be played on a loop. Mm. But the game went a different way. So but when you go back and you watch those possessions, there was a point in the second quarter where Indiana went to the basket like three straight times, and it felt like a huge deal that they got points out of it. I don't think that happened in the second half at all. And there was no rebounding disadvantage. There were no like weird set. Like, there was nothing that Indiana could flip in the stat box that you could go back and look at and go, whew, it's a big reason why Indiana got the job done. There's a big reason why this game was close. Yeah. OKC eliminated all of that. And all of those little things that happened in game one didn't happen in game number two, and they didn't have a guy to kind of break through and say, you know what, they don't have that Shea. Mm-hmm. They don't have that takeover guy.
And they've got the ability to do that. Mark Daigneault, he makes great adjustments. He goes with Wiggins out of nowhere. That works offensively, but I think Wiggins actually did a great job on the defensive end as well. Cason Wallace, they just throw him in the starting lineup, and he's able to adjust and morph to whatever his opponent has as strengths. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they look – maybe I'm late to the party in saying this or whatever, because I've kind of looked for ways where teams can beat them. But when they're clicking the way they are on the defensive end, it's tough, man. Mm-hmm. You're right. They do great. They do a wonderful job on their interior defense, but their switchability and what they can do and the amount of defenders they can throw on perimeter players, we've seen it all series long. Jamal Murray struggled, and Anthony Edwards struggled. Now Tyrese Haliburton is struggling. They just have so many different guys on that perimeter that they can throw at you, and so many different looks they can throw at you between Dort and Caruso alone. You know, your best perimeter player got to deal with those two all night long. That's tough, man. That's tough. I don't think OKC in five. I think Indiana wins one of these next two. But I think for a real chance, they got to win them both.
Well, we got a lot to talk about with this series for sure. Can we just acknowledge our brother Cole here for a minute, who's talking a lot about the Thunder today, as he should. He's a Thunder fan.
Yeah.
He has that right. I just want to point out, though, I sat here by myself on Friday. Mm. Not one message from Cole came in. Jesse
it's
was
like
looking.
That, Cole.
Jesse
it's
was
like
looking.
That.
The chat was looking.
Cole.
He said in the chat that he was at a graduation. But I know damn near no one's ever sat through a whole graduation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Paying attention.
That's tough, Cole.
No one's ever sat through every name at a graduation and paid attention.
Hey, that's a tough look, Cole. You're our guy. You can't do that.
I didn't even sit through every name of my own graduation.
Yeah, I'm the leave early guy.
I fell asleep. I fell asleep during my graduation, my college graduation.
They said Cole was doing his taxes. Cole was cutting the grass. Johnny G said, damn, Cole.
Come on, Cole. We can't have that. We can't have
Scooter in the chat. He was at his nephew's graduation looking at his phone, he said.
All right, we'll come back, man. We'll talk more about the Thunder and man, how Alex Caruso might be the greatest defensive player we've ever seen. We'll talk about that. We'll talk Kings basketball today here as well. And the greatest work in the history of professional wrestling? Or not? What a weekend! We're happy you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be a week from Friday. Details coming up on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Jesse, you talking about what I'm talking about baseball-wise?
Probably. Shout out to the Rivercats. Been playing the most dangerous park for however long. What, since 2000?
Oh, man. Come on, look.
How have they survived?
I'm not trying to disrespect these MLB players. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, because...
Yeah, we're not disrespecting.
They know what they need more than I do. But
all I'm saying is shout out to the River Cats.
Come on.
And every other AAA team that's played through that hellhole, I guess.
Come on, man. Are you familiar with this thing? Yeah. So apparently the Twins, who played at Sutter Health Park last week, Carlos Correa for sure, and then I forgot the pitcher. It was just like, yeah, the dirt was just it just wasn't safe. And the mound was was the worst mound I've ever been on, and the batter's box was just awful. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And I guess somebody got hurt, and they're like, yeah, I mean, he won't say it because he's a good guy, but I'll say it. It was because of the field. That's what hurt him. And Carlos Correa was like, I'm not sacrificing, what did he say, 2 years off my career for two games, at-bats?
Yeah, or a couple at-bats.
All right, man.
I demand that the River Cats get hazard pay.
Stop.
All right, if this is what it is, I demand that the River Cats get hazard pay.
They've been playing there for 25 years. All right, man.
It feels like a conscious effort by everyone involved to have something to say about the Sacramento and the situation that the A's are in.
I've had a theory that maybe the players' union has told them, like, complain enough and maybe we can get you guys out of there. It's everything.
Where, what, okay, terrific. That's great. What is the plan then?
Are you pie in the sky? Maybe you take them back to Oakland, I guess.
Oh my, let's,
it okay. can't be, like, if it's this bad, like I said, give the River Cats hazard pay.
Yeah, I was thinking about
it's
this.
It's not bad.
Anybody, and anything can happen. So if this happens, clip it. Send it back to me. It's all good. Anybody that thinks they're going to complain enough for the A's to go back to Oakland, because I've heard about, they've got a perfectly good MLB stadium right there in Oakland. They'll just go back. Anybody who believes they're going back to Oakland is an idiot. Anybody that believes, and I've said this before, and I don't know, maybe Fisher is just not that type of person. But if it was me and I was John Fisher, and people were telling me to sell, all the Bay Area people were telling me you should sell the team, sell the team. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I got news for you. I will sell this team to an owner that promises to put it on Pluto before I sell to anybody with the thought of putting that team in the Bay Area. Never. That team will never, ever see the Bay Area if I'm John Fisher. Never. We might forfeit the Giants games. They'll never see the Bay Area after all the craziness y'all been talking. So the people are like, if he just sells and then Lacob could buy and he bring, no, hell no. If I'm Fisher, there ain't no way in hell I'm selling to anybody with any thought of saying the word Bay Area. So get that out your head. It ain't happening. They're not going to Oakland. And I think this is what you were talking about, Dame. Where the hell are they going to go if they leave Sacramento?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Another minor league park.
Well, the other, like, and shout out to the Players Association, because I actually think the Major League Baseball one is a good one. But, you know, the owners and the commissioner signed off on this. Like, it's not like it's all this talk about Fisher. He can't do it alone. He's being assisted in the process. He has a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
If Fisher,
the most important help.
If Fisher wants the team in Sacramento, the team is going to be in Sacramento. And these guys can bitch and complain all they want to. This lowly ass Angels broadcast can talk about a minor league park and the spring training game feels that it gives. That's cool. Ho, you worry about not being the Angels anymore before you worry about where games are played in Sacramento. Right. But it stunned me how many people have had something to say, from announcers to media people to, and it's like, I think you said this a couple of weeks ago. I don't think you did. You did say this a couple of weeks ago. Y'all could have said something about the Oakland A's situation for years, and you chose not to. Y'all a bunch of bandwagon riders. That's all you're doing. Because you had the opportunity to stand up and say what Fisher is doing is wrong. What they're doing to the city of Oakland is wrong. What they're doing to fans of the Oakland Athletics is wrong. But you bitches just sat there with your mouth shut.
You used to not talk about the A's on your shows because they didn't get no ratings.
No ratings. Don't say Oakland A's on this show or you'll be...
We don't talk A's on. We don't talk A's on this show because they don't do ratings. I remember board op in that one.
But yet, they moved to Sacramento, and everyone has something to say about them. Again, years you've known this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. For years, you kept quiet about it. For years, you let Fisher do this to Oakland. For years, you let him do it to that organization. Now, all of a sudden, you have something to say about the safety of players? I'm sorry, which is the ballpark where the toilets overflow and you the sewage is messed up? That's old Coliseum, right? Did y'all have anything to say about that? It's funny and it's cute when the media scrum is in like this tough shed. It's off. What were the conditions before?
Is that a possum?
The possum was broadcasting the games.
Y'all didn't have nothing to say about that. God knows what you dummies were eating on a day-to-day basis in the media room. Because them franchises aren't dumb. They know media members will just eat whatever you put in front of them. You wonder why that possum wasn't there anymore. It was in old Tommy the beat writer's tummy.
Weezy's got it right here. It's not even about Oakland or whatever. It's just now y'all care.
That's it. When they were slumming it in the Oakland Coliseum, and I don't say that as a diss to Oakland, but the Coliseum was – it's just not up to par as far as being one of the top facilities. When they were slumming it there, well, nobody – as a matter of fact, everybody had jokes about the Coliseum. Everybody was talking about the Coliseum. Now you want to go back to that? I understand it's a minor league ballpark, and that's fine. They're talking about Sutter Health Park. I understand that. That's something they can't change. It is a minor league ballpark. I think it's ridiculous that they don't have any type of clubhouse situation attached to the dugout. I think it's ridiculous that they make these people walk across left field. Get them a damn golf cart. Like, do something different. You can't get around that. But this whole it's unsafe. All of a sudden, Jesse, that's a great point that you brought up. I hadn't even thought about that. It's so egregious. It's so over the top that maybe this is a bit of a ploy by the Players Association to force the hand of Major League Baseball and the owners to say this. Because Carlos Correa, really, the dirt is just so unsavory.
But see, that's the thing. That's the thing. You think they're smart enough to pull this off? You don't think the owners who agreed to this are seeing through this? Because my feeling is they are. My feeling is right. Okay. Now what? That's what I'd say. Mm-hmm. I'm Rob Manfred. I'm whoever. Okay. So what?
What you gonna do?
Like, you guys are probably right, but I think that's probably players association's probably like, this is the best we can do probably at this point.
That's fine. Carlos Correa had something to say. Great. How many other Major League Baseball players played on that field?
Hundreds at this point.
Let's talk. I need everyone to acknowledge. How many Oakland A's players, Sacramento A's, West Sacramento A's, Athletics, how many of those guys have said, it's not safe, man. We can't do this. How many of them? They're there every damn day. Not one of them. All right, man. Like, you could do your little game. No one's going to fall for this. It's not like the owners are like, oh, God, you're right. What do we do? Oh, let's get back to Oakland. You guys are right. Great.
And they're not going.
Go back to Oakland where no one's going to go to your game because the stadium is trash, because they still hate the owner. They'll show up on the sell days, and that'll be it.
That would be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in sports, if they put that team back in Oakland. That would be about as stupid as a move by one of the worst commissioners we've ever seen in sports. But the owners agreeing to it, all this other stuff, John Fisher actually doing it, it would be dumb. And that has, once again, nothing to do with Oakland. It's about the situation. It's about the look. It's about the PR of it all.
Yeah,
I would go to Portland. I would go to Salt Lake City. I would go to the damn Alamo Dome if you want to play in there. There's no way in hell that team should go back, that franchise should go back and play at the Oakland Coliseum ever. Ever again. That is just, that would be.
Everyone would look ridiculous.
Yes.
Absolutely everyone would look ridiculous. They'd all look like they're getting guarded by Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso is quietly having one of the best playoff stretches I think defender has ever had.
Yeah, he is. He is as advertised. And I was.
He also scored more points than any Indiana Pacer did yesterday.
Well, that's not okay.
It is not by any stretch of the imagination, but it happened.
That is not okay.
It's not like Caruso. He scored 40 yesterday. The man scored 20, and the Thunder peaked at Tyrese's 17, which was suspect at best.
17.
Yeah, a little suspect at best.
Did you, I saw on the insiders, you see what the more or less was for Tyrese?
Was it 17?
It was 16.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Had 5 going into the fourth. Got up to 17 and then came out after got to 17. Wow. That's either great or awful. I would think a lot of people had the more, maybe.
Yeah, they probably thought he'll have a stronger offensive game than he did in game one because that last second heroics really drowned out the fact that he didn't play particularly great on the offensive end in game one. Mm. But yeah, I would think a lot of people probably did.
Yeah. So good for
I don't
him.
Know what I would have done.
I would have stayed away.
I love Ty, but I think that's ultimately what happened. Tyrese had a few big games in January, and it was like, you know, I'm out. I'm out of the Tyrese.
I'm not going to go less on him.
I'm out of the Tyrese less business. Yeah. Like I'm out. It's a little bit too unpredictable.
It's not
for
as
you,
lucrative
boy.
As it once was.
It was not. It was not. But shout out, that Prize Picks balance swelled up. During that glorious first 2.5 months of the season where that Les was hitting very, very regularly. Mm. But Caruso's been phenomenal. The Pacers didn't dominate on the boards like they did in game one. And you know what this series I think has done too is it's raised a lot of questions about like, how do you construct your team? The Thunder are a very, like, almost impossible plateau to reach where they're the number one defense. And I think they're third offensively. That's a 68 win basketball team. That's a very, very special basketball team. The Pacers, though, are a little bit more, that's a little bit more rooted in reality where they're, I think, they're a top 10 offensive team. I think maybe ninth or something like that. And they're a top 15 middle of the pack defensive team. And it wasn't a big change in personnel. It wasn't wasn't the addition of like Alex Caruso, Isaiah Harden. It wasn't let's bring in Drew Holidays, bring in a lockdown defender. It wasn't that. It was probably more Rick Carlisle than anything else. And you talked about this, a couple weeks ago, where it was like, you guys do what you do on the offensive end. I'm going to ask you to do a few things differently on the defensive end. I don't think it'll affect the way we play offense. I don't think it'll affect the way we run. I don't think it'll affect our pace. But there are things that we have to do to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. That's a more, like, if you're any coach in the league, including Doug Christie, you're looking at that like, well, why can't we do that? I think every team would look at it like, well, why can't we do that? Like, the Pacers defense with Rick Carlisle and that group, which we laughed at a year ago, they're right there with, like, the Knicks. With Tom Thibodeau. The Bucks. Doc takes pride in the way his teams play defense. He builds a coaching staff to make sure his teams play defense a certain way. And that, to me, is more realistic for other teams in the league. That's more realistic for a team like Sacramento. But it's really hard to overstate how important Rick Carlisle is in all of that.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle was a big reason that the Pacers were able to do that. And to just look at the roster and go, oh, well, not much changed. These guys just put more effort on the defensive end is probably a little short-sighted.
And I don't want to, like, completely crap on Mike Brown or anything like that, but
– here it comes.
Well, somebody may take it as that. I'm not trying to say that, but, man – I thought that I thought the Kings were, even defensive rating and all this other stuff aside, I know you can't dispute that. The numbers are the numbers. But I used to say all the time, especially during that playoff run, defense wasn't a problem. Like, these guys compete. These guys compete on the defensive end. They had the stat, we're going with the stats, where they were like number 9 ranked in the fourth quarter mm-hmm. during being team one. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the playoffs. The refs were making it unfair. They were letting the Kings play too physical. Mm-hmm. Like, they were on track for that. And I didn't know, and I still don't know, why there was this thought process that you got to, you know, overhaul some stuff or, you know, revamp the defense or whatever. No, these guys were competing. And what it feels like is Indiana and Rick Carlisle looked at some of the things maybe they did sometimes last year on the defensive end and said, nah, these guys are competing. They're working. They're trying. I can live with that. I can work with that. And they kept it going. They essentially kind of ran it back in that aspect. And that seems to be kind of the way to do it. Like, if you get a group,
but they were able to do it for a whole season.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't do it for a stretch of basketball. Like, they did it. It's how they played.
Right, right.
It was their biggest improvement.
I felt Rick Carlisle looked at their ability to compete and these guys, the toughness of these guys. And it was like, I'm going to lean on that. I believe in that. I believe that that can be replicated and get to where we're talking about, where it's this middle of the pack defense. And that's kind of what they are too, though, right? Because I look at the first two games and the game yesterday specifically. And OKC, if they're patient, they'll get whatever they want. Like, they're, Indiana competes and all this other stuff, but they still don't have lockdown perimeter defense. And maybe we're talking about a championship level at that point, mm-hmm. but to get to win in the playoffs and get to the playoffs and all this other stuff, Indiana has done a fantastic job. And Rick Carlisle has done a fantastic job of just saying, hey, go out there and compete, guys. Go out there and compete on a defensive end. I'll let you rock and do whatever you want on offense if you compete on defense. And they've bought into that. And that was fostered, like, to your point, by Rick Carlisle.
I wonder if there's ever – I mean, the obviously the 2016 Warriors come to mind. That was a really good defensive team. I just don't know if they were top three. I wonder if there's ever been a top three offensive team and a top three defensive team that didn't win the championship. It seems outrageous.
I don't think so. I remember, because I remember one of those years when it was Warriors-Cavs. I think the Cavs were like 20th in defense. And the stat was going around that I think no team had ever won that was lower than 8th or something like that. Mm-hmm. I forgot exactly what it was, but that was like, I remember Woj and Windhorst talking about, like, bro, this team, I'd be shocked if they won the NBA Finals. Like, nobody has won the NBA Finals with a defense this low in defensive rating. So I doubted somebody outside the top 10. I think, matter of fact, I think Houston, one of the back-to-back years, might have had like 14.
Well, what I mean is OKC is 1-3.
Oh, I got you.
Has anyone ever been top three in both categories and not won?
Yeah.
The Celtics were one, or were like top three in the year they lost to the Warriors. I think they were pretty high offensively, but might have not been top three. I'm trying to check it right now.
Yeah, I have no idea how to, like, in a timely manner, look that up. Like, my head wants to tell me the 2016 Warriors, but I don't know. I know they were really good defensively. I don't know if they were top three. Like, OKC's hallmark is the defensive end. They have been stellar on that side of the ball the entire year.
I wonder if the Miami Heat, the first Heatles year, might have been top five. I don't know if they were top three.
What was that, 10-11 or 11-12?
10-11.
They were top three offensive rating. Let's see defensively if I can pull it up.
And it's even if they are, that's a fluke. Like, usually
they were not top three defensively.
Huh.
Wait.
And that was the year they lost to Dallas.
Check that. They were. Sorry, NBA stats.
They were.
Website sucks. It took me back to 2024. They
were. So they were top three and top three.
Yes, and they lost.
Wow.
Wow, another stain on LeBron's legacy.
Wow.
I could be on First Take. I could
Man,
be First
you
Take.
Absolutely could.
Is that easy?
You could run Fox with that type
yeah,
of
stuff. I'm going to go produce that show now.
Hell yeah, you could do it. Man, we just lost Jesse to... Damn. We just lost Jesse to Fox Sports.
Just ate up 30 minutes.
That's a tough look. Somewhere Skip Bayless's radar just went off. And
said, oh, man.
Jesse's phone's going to be ringing any second.
He's got LeBron hater alerts on
and it's, yeah, yeah, this is great, man. Cole's phone works. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. What's up, Cole?
What up, D-Lo? What up, Casey? What up, Jesse?
Man,
what's
I
good,
called.
Man? What's up?
I was all by myself Friday, man. Not one call, nothing.
Okay. Now check it out. I got to come on here and defend myself. Let me say first, I already said OKC was going to win in five.
Yep.
So we lost that first game. Okay. Second, I was at my nephew's graduation in Monterey, so I could not call in. Third, I live in Rancho now, not in Natomas anymore.
Okay.
Fourth, my barber is from Indiana, and he's a Pacers fan. So that's my nemesis, who I go back and forth with.
Okay.
We were wondering.
No side bets with me. You know what I'm saying? But like Jesse said, if they bring back the NBA to Seattle, I'm going back with Sonics because y'all know GP is my GOAT. So either way, okay. I don't run when we lose. Like, I already knew we was going to lose the game. So, you know, get off my head a little bit. That's all.
Shout out, Cole. Shout out. You gotta get in there. You gotta say something in the chat.
Yeah,
on
he pointed out
we ain't doing that.
He had his nephew's graduation. That's cool. He had it's in Monterey. What? You can't send messages from Monterey?
Come on, man. Yeah, Cole. Nah, it's something like
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's all right.
So even something like, it's all right, it's one game. Like, you got to be that. It got to be that, Cole. Come on, man.
Yeah, no flag, by the way.
Yeah, we was like an hour into the show, and I'm just sitting here talking to the air, and I'm like, hey, where's Cole? Nothing.
Tragic.
It's tough. It's tough.
Bad job.
But glad he got a nemesis.
Bad job by the NBA, too. Did you see that ghetto performance that they had?
Bro, go take
yesterday?
A lap. Anyone who had any input on that, go take a lap for life.
They did a lot of things wrong yesterday.
Come on, this is ridiculous.
Adam Silver's a weird... I don't even know if like this is an Adam Silver thing, but just the NBA is odd with their presentation and just... I don't know, it's cool to act like you care about these games, too. Yeah.
And what I'm referring to is they got destroyed in game one for not having any NBA Finals paraphernalia like on the court and stuff like they used to. So they did the CGI... And they put the little sorry, it's not sorry because I love the trophy, but the little sorry Larry O'Brien trophy CGI'd on the court just looked pathetic and ghetto. And they got raked over the coals for that. And then mid-game changed it to the final script, which is fine. But, like, you guys are making more money than anybody outside the NFL. Why not just put the logos on the court? What are we doing? Go back to the early 90s, and right there, 17 feet away from the basket, just put the finals, the NBA finals, the 2025 NBA finals. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. They obviously, Twitter's just very unhappy with the NBA, so they took side-by-side pictures of play-in courts.
Yeah, come on. You do all this for the play-in. You only play four games of the play-in.
Play-in courts and put them next to finals courts. And I never thought of it like that. That's tough.
That's ridiculous.
That is tough. And
I don't even need the NBA Cup like court. Just simply put the NBA Finals, the 2025 NBA Finals logo right there on each end of the court, 17 feet away, like we did in the 90s. It was beautiful. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we get the CGI. Oh, my God.
Bro, they brought back COVID vibes yesterday. My PTSD.
I'm going to be honest. The COVID court looked better.
Like, wait, they're going to start throwing up the virtual fans next.
The COVID court looked way better.
For my beloved NBA. How embarrassing.
Well, how about your beloved Sacramento Kings? We just talked about ways to construct a competitive roster, a playoff roster, in this case, a championship roster. What's the best approach for the Sacramento Kings? We'll talk about that. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Speaking of Sky River Casino, we're going to be there 1 week from this Friday night. June 20th, if you missed us talking about that last week, you heard that correct. Friday night, June 20th, a live show from 7 to 9, D'Lo and KC, a night with D'Lo and KC. Again, Friday night, June 20th, we're working on building the show out. We're trying to get some big names out there to come hang out with us. The show will not be broadcast. It won't be on the radio. It won't be on YouTube. We'll have Leezy out there doing some social media stuff, but that's about it. You're only going to get these stories. You're only going to get these guests in person.
Yeah, man.
On June 20th. We're trying to do something special. We know how difficult it is for somebody to get out here from like 12 to 4 on Thursdays, even on Fridays. But Sky River gave us a Friday night.
Yeah.
And we said, yo, let's do it. We got an idea. So we think this is going to be a lot of fun. Tonight with D'Lo and KC coming up June 20th. It's completely free. You do have to be over 21 to get in there. It is Sky River Casino. But that's coming up 1 week from this Friday.
It's going to be good times, man. Good times at Sky River Casino. It's always a good time out there. But that night is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to being back out there. I haven't been there for a little bit. I'll be back out there Friday with the wake-up call.
There
so Chance to hang out, hit up the humidor, have some food, have some drinks.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be good times for sure, man.
Yes, indeed.
Real quick, did you see our show? My show is back. Did you see it?
I didn't. You're talking about BMF. That is your show. I did not. No, I did have a few free moments. I did have a few free moments. It must have been Saturday, maybe Friday.
Okay.
And the Apple TV app, you know, popped up, and I, BMF, episode one, season. And I stared at that thumbnail like, you gonna do it? And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And something right then, as if God was intervening, interrupted and said, no, can't do it right now, and never got back to it.
That show's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
That show is absolutely ridiculous, and it feels like they've leaned into the ridiculousness. I'm watching. I'm tapped in. I want to see how this happens. But there was at least three moments in there. I was like, come on.
We've hit the point of the story where nothing is real anymore.
They've outdone themselves. Whenever you see, I'll give it a little time, but if you ever tap into it, they've outdone themselves just in this first episode.
Well, we don't know etiquette on spoiler alerts here on this show, so just a heads up. Oh man, TC got a trade proposal. I don't know who he stole it from, but let's see what TC got for us here on Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
What's up, man? What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC?
I just vibing. Hey, so I got two for you, right? It involves Zach.
TC, TC, you don't sound right, man. Can you talk into the phone? Something sounds off.
Hold on. You got me better?
There you go. That's it.
Okay. Hey, listen, I got two. So, one for Zach LaVine, one for Domas. Give me a minute, Jesse. Zach LaVine going to Cleveland. It puts Cleveland under the apron, $2.5 million, but something is better than nothing. I got Zach LaVine, a 2029 first round pick, no protections, going to Cleveland for Darius Garland and Isaac Okoro. It works, bro.
Okay. Gets them under the apron. Okay. What else?
Yeah. Domas, check it out. It might sound crazy, but I'm serious. Let's go. Domas to the Trailblazers. Send him back. You know, his dad was a legendary there. Send him back for Jeremy Grant, Chris Murray, and their first round pick, which is number 11 this draft.
Okay. TC, you working?
Yeah.
I don't think I like the Domas one at all.
I don't think I do either one of those trades, but I see him working.
I don't hate the Cleveland trade. I just don't. I don't know that Cleveland is that desperate. I don't think Cleveland is like, oh God. I don't think they're in that state. I think Cleveland has another year. Aprons or not, I think they're going to go for this another year. If they fall short again, you know, all bets are off. But I'm not of the belief that
you just won 60-something games. It's not time for that.
Don't do that.
Unless
you really believe we can't get it done, then that's an entirely different issue.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys on that respect. The Darius Garland news, who I'd love here in Sacramento, if they could trade for him, that'd be great. Do you feel like the price may have gone down on Darius Garland with this toe surgery? And then he mentioned Isaac Okoro, and I'm okay.
I don't think so. I did think the timing was interesting. But I don't think a toe is overly problematic for anyone. Yeah. So of course, it's not my toe, so I don't know. But I don't think so. The first thing I thought, though, was, God, it feels like you guys waited a little bit. But maybe you were, and it's not uncommon for a procedure that doesn't take a long time to heal from, isn't, you know, overly invasive. It's not uncommon for players to take the rest and rehab approach. Hey, we're 6 weeks removed from the season. It's not getting better. or it's not where I want it to be, or it's not where the doctors want it to be, and then you go in and get the procedure with full belief you'll be more than ready, well beyond ready by the time September, October gets here.
Right.
So I guess that was a long-winded way of saying no. I don't think it did.
I love Darius Garland, man. I think he'd be a great point guard here in Sacramento. If you could find a way to finagle Cleveland to take Zach LaVine, which I'm not sure why they would with Donovan Mitchell there playing the two. They do need a small forward, but I don't know if Zach LaVine is in his small forward phase of his career just yet. So, nah, I don't think they'd mess with that at all. And then the Portland one. I see you working, TC, but
get back with Will Z.
Tap into Will Z's articles. I do like Darius Garland, though. I always have.
Mm-hmm.
I like Darius Garland a lot. Where that there seems to be, it doesn't seem to be a apron question, situation, scenario. It seems to be a maybe just time has run its course scenario with Darius Garland. And so that, I think, will be more interesting to follow than Cleveland feeling like they're desperate to get under any particular apron.
I don't think it's about getting under the apron. It's just like, because there was rumors about them moving off of Garland last year and all that stuff before the season even started. So it's just kind of like it didn't work this year. So you're trying to just kind of retool around Donovan and go for it again, I feel.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because I agree with you guys about you still run it back with that team and see what you can do.
Carl Madison was throwing out Domas earlier for him.
Yeah, he had a trade that I liked. It was tough. It was a little pricey, but I liked it. It was Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and I think three picks or a pick swap or something like that in there for Domantas Sabonis and Devin Carter.
Wait, were we sending the picks or were the Cavs?
I thought maybe the Cavs sent back one pick or something like that. But I think for sure it was like two first rounders going to Cleveland. Maybe three.
I wouldn't hate that.
Three is a little rich for my blood, but you're getting Jared Allen back too, so that's what makes me think like, okay.
I love that. Yeah. I love Jared Allen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.